I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you that it's 21 minutes to 9 o'clock this morning. Did you hear our special guest we had?
The Sundance Kid was on the radio. Did you hear him?
Beautiful guns he had. He looked kind of like a friend of mine. Mike Surge works for Cadillac, and I don't know where the Sundance Kid works. Can't be that much money in putting up. Well, we'll see. We invited him out with us to come out to tomorrow night. He might even show up tonight. And I'll tell you where I'm going to be in just a moment. Here's something I can't believe. Several of my fans got together and sent me a belated Christmas gift. Now, how many months ago is that, huh? Christmas is a long time away. And I didn't even know proctologists had gift certificates.
Well, when it's so hot, the chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs. Well, that's the time for country time.
Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
I'm confused. What do doctors recommend for pain today?
Doctors' number one choice is the pain reliever in Anacin. Get Anacin. Use only as directed.
I want to remind you, Friday on our program, we're going to have a couple wrestlers. Wrestling hasn't been around for a long time. We got to get a hold of that. And right now, we're going to call Stella Parton and, you know, talk to Stella about her albums and her music. Been a guest before. Very nice young lady. Pretty, too. Not built at all like Dolly. She looks like Dolly's back, you know what I mean? It's 8:40, and you got Uncle Dino in the morning on Country Lovin' WCXI.
Change the number. 'Cause I just have to call her.
Sweet Melinda,
what do you think?
Beautiful things begin at Frank's. Frank's Nursery and Crafts. Beautiful things begin at Frank's. Frank's Nursery and Crafts.
Kid, if you're ever going to make it in this business,
you've got to live there if you want to be a star.
Honey, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
New York, it's the toughest show business town in the world. But for some Detroiters, it's still the only place to go to make it big. Find out what it's really like as Vince DiSalvo talks with Gilda Radner, Martin Shakar, Jeffrey Tambor, and Elizabeth Hughes in the special report, Detroiters Bite the Big Apple. Tonight at 11 p.m. on News 4, Detroit.
Stop your car wherever you are. It's time again for the Bernie Hoops Big Band Break. Starring Metro Detroit's best Chevy deals during Chevrolet's nationwide celebration. The first 200 Chevy buyers from Bernie Hoop get a free auto theft alarm, and the kids get flippies. The Bernie Hoot Big Band Break, brought to you by Bernie Hoot Chevrolet, Ratchet and 15 Mile in Mount Clemens.
And in front of the high atop of the Mau Mau Hotel in beautiful downtown Flint, Michigan. That's the big band sound. Good morning, Stella Parton. Hi, Stella.
Hi, how are you doing?
You're on the radio and you got a lot of fans here, you know that?
Oh, hello, everybody. Good morning.
Well, you sure are. You are sure a chipper for this time of the morning. Don't you usually wake up grouchy?
Well, no, not really, because the sun is shining and I'm looking out at Old Hickory Lake and it's just great.
You lucky.
Actually, I'm still in bed.
You lucky girl. Is it warm? Have you been warm in that area in Nashville lately?
Yeah, we've been having like 80 degrees for the whole week.
We're supposed to have 80 here. And you're going to come in town for 2 days and we'll be at the in Northville at the Marquee Theater.
Right.
And can I tell you something? I was out there to check it out. A lot of times, you know, I don't like to work someplace even unless I've been there.
Uh-huh.
It is a beautiful little theater.
Oh, great.
It holds about 500 people. All great seats. Of course, we'll be doing four shows.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a great place, and I hope everybody will come out and see you.
Yeah, I do, too, because I'm real excited about it. I've got a new show put together with a lot of the new stuff off of the new album and everything. I'll be doing, like, Room at the Top of the Stairs and Steady as the Rain and a lot of the things off of that album. Yes.
And we'll be talking to you then.
Okay.
Have a good time. Don't fish too much.
All right, I won't.
I'll play a song from your album.
Okay, I'll see you then this weekend.
Room at Top of the Stairs. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I know a place.
That's Stella Parton, and from her album called, which album is that from? Love Ya. That's the way I sign my autographs.
She must have stole it. She must have watched me sign an autograph and stole that name for their album. Well, I'll talk to her about that. That must be nice. Be out fishing. It's been 80 degrees. We're going to have 80 today. You watch. So it's not that much warmer in Nashville, except they've had it all week. And Stella's got her own group. Stella said she has a very good group. And you get a chance to see Stella do her whole act, you know what I mean, rather than just a couple of songs at Northfield. I think it's going to be a lot of fun at the Marquee Theater. And Uncle Dino will be there. Bell System. You hear about Ma Bell? They've announced they plan to charge customers for long-distance directory assistance calls. See, apparently their $2 billion profit last quarter wasn't enough. I mean, you know, what's that? Oil companies make more than us. Better believe they do. In the future, we might expect some additional cost to the consumer from Ma Bell, is what I'm thinking. If somebody calls you when you're not home, you'll be charged for each ring of your telephone.
This is Arnold Rademacher, commander of Harris Care VFW Post to Westland. Today is Buddy Poppy Day. By a Veterans of Foreign Wars, Buddy Poppy, and you too can feel proud that you are helping someone who cannot help himself. Do your part. Please buy a Buddy Poppy today. This message has been the courtesy of WCXI, Country Pure and Simple.
Matter of fact, I bought a poppy already today. Yeah, walked outside and they're selling them in most intersections. And please buy one. I'm serious. I give them $1 for the dollar in the can. Of course, they'll take anything, but it's for a very worthy cause, and this is a very important day, and I'm glad that I hope everybody will. As a matter of fact, I got it right in the dash of my car. If you don't believe me, and I'll go get it. A lot of people say, oh, I bet you Dino doesn't do all that stuff. You want to bet? Why don't you come and find out? Tonight, we'll be at the Caboose Lounge, and that's on 7 Mile between Conan and Ryan Road, and we'll see you there with Al Flatt and Bayou Fever, one of the best groups around. Work with a good group tomorrow night, too. Yeah, Larry Lee Atkins and the Hanging Tree, and that will be at the Redwood Lounge. We like to see you there. We'll be there tomorrow night. Then Saturday night, after we finish the Stella Parton shows, we'll be running out. For those of you, and Donna would like to say, for those of you who couldn't get in on Saturday night or it was too crowded to get served or whatever, but we'll be back at Janet Tank's Lounge on Grand River, close to Lasher Road, and that's on Saturday night, so I should be popping in there as soon as I get done with the Stella Parton show, and we'd like to see you there. Jerry and Don, I'd like to see you. And I'd like to see you. We had fun last week, didn't we? Well, we'll see you on Saturday night and live it up again. Sponsored by Dino Day Enterprises Limited. All right, this is for the guys out at Diesel. Pardue ordered this song.
He was born in Oklahoma.
It's 9 o'clock, WCXI Detroit. Here's Bruce Anderson.
54 at Metro now, 56 degrees at City Airport, clear skies. An Oakland County Sheriff's deputy says a 28-year-old Pontiac man has been booked for investigation of murder, can be questioned by state police in the Tuesday night rest stop slaying of a Grand Rapids mother. County jail spokesman Deputy Benjamin Domrose says John McGauley, a hitchhiker, was arrested last night in Pontiac by state police. The arrest was also confirmed by state police in Gaylord this morning. It's now 56 degrees in Pontiac, also 56 at City Airport, and 54 at Detroit Metro. This is Bruce Anderson, WCXI, for information brought to you by your Datsun Dealer Association. Now, more of Detroit's best country music with Dino Day.
Morning. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, WCXI with Uncle Dino in the morning. I want to remind everybody that we're going to be doing a pancake breakfast. Mr. News and I knew it'd be a matter of time until we made a star out of him, and people are now calling and asking, say, well, you got to bring Mr. News with you, you know. To me, Bruce is the best. He is. And I hope I'll have him with me a long time. See, Michigan Week celebration begins this Saturday, and your Uncle Dino and Mr. News, Bruce Anderson, will be celebrity cooks for the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. So you watch for us about 10:30 this Saturday morning at the Southfield Civic Center on Evergreen between 10 and 11 Mile. There'll also be anything, you know, goes, like games and police auction, music all day long. It'll be fun. Good morning, WCXI.
Yes, is this Dino?
Yes, it is.
I would like to ask you, is your last name really Day?
My real last name is not Day. No, it's my stage name is Dino Day.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Why?
Well, my maiden name is Day.
Oh.
And you're as witty as my family.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you right now, my real name is Ordine Moen.
Oh, can you speak?
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. But you got to remember that, because at 3 minutes or at 10 o'clock,
uh-huh.
we'll be answering 345-7700, and that's what you've got to know to win a Country Lovers package.
What do you say again,
now? I already told you.
I know it, but I've already forgot.
I've already told you. Hello.
Hello, Dino.
Yeah.
This is Lynn Novi. You went down to the Country Western, and thank you for those tickets.
Oh, good. Hey, listen, I like Novi. I like to go the goat roper.
Yes.
I was there last week.
You were?
Sure was.
Oh.
I snuck in there. They didn't know Dino Day from Adam, but I, who wanted to be found.
Mm-hmm. I got a request. Could you play that, the poem from Ted Skates?
The man? Yeah, we'll play it. I tell you what, we'll play it after, between 9 and 10.
Between 9?
Because we played it real early this morning. We had a lot of calls for it. Sure, I'd be happy to play it.
Oh, ready? Yeah, because I was talking with Joanne, his friend.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon. And we had a real nice conversation.
Well, that's good. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
It's about time.
What do you want, Wilf?
Gee, it's about time. I've been saying, this guy don't answer his mail. He don't answer the phone. He don't come and see me in the hospital. I finally got home. I've been up there.
I didn't know that Wilf Miller from Windsor was in the hospital.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, you know, I ain't in there now. I'm sitting here with a big cast on my foot.
What did you do, drop a beer bottle on it?
Oh, will you quit? A bottle my foot, my bloody heels again.
Oh.
Anyway, that's fixed up. But I got a big 15-pound cast on it now, so I ain't getting around too well.
Well, I would say don't go swimming.
Oh, yes, that's right. Don't go. Well, I couldn't swim anyhow. Not much. But anyway, what's happening? Nothing. Did you get that letter?
Oh, about going to the Legion?
Yes.
Sure did.
You got it?
Yeah.
And have you made up your mind, or have you committed yourself or what?
No, I haven't committed myself yet. I got a feeling that somebody may, though, soon.
Is that right?
Commit me.
Listen,
you know if I can make it, I'll be there.
Well, listen, let me know, because I'm the guy that's been putting up for the tickets.
All right.
These aren't free gratis.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, don't buy any tickets yet.
Don't buy any yet.
No.
Well, I have to get them pretty quick.
Do you know if all the doctors in the country were late end-to-end, a lot of golf courses would go bankrupt?
I was riding the prairie when out of the blue I could see
cowboy, shut up. So I can play as good as that. Jeremy played the trumpet yesterday. Is that a trumpet or what is that I play? Is that a cornet? I don't know. I think it's an AMC hatchback. It's 13 minutes after 9 o'clock at WCXI. Here's my buddy.
And now, WCXI presents another Russ Gibb at Random commentary.
Oh, I really want so much to like Jimmy Carter. Wanted to like him so much it hurts. Russ Gibb saying, goodbye, Jimmy.
WCXI. And then at 9:15, I want to play this song for my super chick. And WCXI Country 11. Can't tell you, though, you folks who call all the time. We get to the phone as often as we can, and we try and do everything we can. But some of you are going to have to go away just a little bit disappointed, I hope. We're probably disappointing some. We found out through the grapevine today with a caller, a secret caller, that said there's a certain class. I wish the guy had the instructor's name. There's a class at Specs Howard that is assigned. It's their assignment today. It's to listen to Uncle Dino. I mean, that's. That's about the worst thing you could have ever done, Specs. So anyway, so I thought, as long as that they're all listening there and taking notes today, and I've been in this business almost 22 years, here's a tip for you aspiring DJs going to Specs Howard School of Broadcasting. You see, I got a beard. If you get your beard caught in your zipper, you keep on talking, even though you may be speaking into your fly.
Yeah, feel so good, it shows.
Starting at 3, starting at 9, starting at noon.
Well, good morning, everybody. And this is talking about those kids, you know, that listening from Specs, Howard. You better. It's a great business to be in. You get to meet a lot of people and do things that ordinary people don't get a chance to do. I guess that's, don't go in it for the money. I didn't. And I remember many years ago, my first radio job in Crookston, Minnesota, KROX, a guy by the name of Bill Keywall. He says, Dino, don't ever leave Crookston, Minnesota, because you'll never make it. And he's right. So you go and listen to those guys because it's the truth. And that's why I said, you know, I had a Norwegian accent. I used to say, stay tuned for the news. Yeah, now I can say news, right? I can say, oh, got a note here. Where is it? Agnes is listening this morning. We're going to play a song for a tree.